Roger Wetherell is the Chief Communications Officer for the DOT.
To the best of my knowledge, at this point, there have been two Eagles that have died as a result of collisions with large aircraft down there.
Wetherell says the second Eagle was killed by the collision with the replacement aircraft, but was apparently not ingested by the plane's jet engines. DOT crews subsequently recovered the bird's carcass. Wetherell says the DOT works with the U.S. Department of Fish and Wildlife on bird mitigation at all the state's airports, but the large raptors can present a special problem.
Eagles primarily are not overly scared of the hazing tactics that we use. They'll depart the area, but shortly thereafter they'll return. Perhaps it's a territorial nature.
Alaska Airlines Flight 68 was forced to abort takeoff shortly after 10 a.m. Sunday morning when the Eagle was sucked into its left engine. The abrupt change in the pitch of the engine was audible in Sitka. Hikers as far away as Gavin Hill reported hearing the unusual change in the aircraft's sound. The affected engine automatically shut down and the Boeing 737-400 braked to a halt halfway down Sitka's 6,500-foot runway. None of the plane's 134 passengers or five crew members was injured in the mishap. Eagle strikes are unusual at the Sitka airport, but not rare. Wetherell says a third bird was struck earlier in the year. It survived and was delivered to the care of the Raptor Rehabilitation Center. Wetherell says preventing eagle strikes will continue to require exceptional vigilance on the part of the DOT in Sitka.
There really is a high concentration of eagles' nests that our crews have detected in and around the airport. We've found eight nests, eagles' nests, near the airport, five of which are on the causeway, and then one that is just about on airport property.
Eagles are federally protected under the Bald Eagle Protection Act of 1940. Wetherell says the federal permits required to relocate the nests would be extraordinarily difficult to obtain. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.